On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Krista Almanzon. Every morning, more than 20,000 people leave Santa Cruz County and commute in traffic to work in Silicon Valley. Even with a large research university, good schools, and seaside real estate, it's hard for this region to compete with the Valley's pull on engineers and entrepreneurs. With a $700 billion industry headquartered just over the hill, what will it take to stretch Silicon Valley to the beach? KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
You want apple juice or you want fruit punch?
It's a rare morning when Allison and Mike Holmland are home together to get their kids ready for school.
If I leave before 5:45, I can make it in about an hour.
Allison drives 48 miles to Redwood City to work for a software startup called Host Analytics. Until a few years ago, Mike worked in Silicon Valley, too. In the car, Allison explains why she still commutes.
Having those, call it 3 hours of my day back would be huge. But I'm not at the point where I would sacrifice a phenomenal opportunity at a hot startup, which is where I'm at today.
By phenomenal opportunity, she means equity, the chance to own a piece of a company that might pay off like Instagram or WhatsApp. She says Santa Cruz's tech industry can't match Silicon Valley salaries or its intense workplace culture.
The diversity, the work ethic. If I drive by any, you know, company in Santa Cruz at 7 o'clock at night, nobody's working. Nobody's having pizza brought in.
She says those differences are key to attracting so many ambitious entrepreneurs to the Valley. That includes companies like Netflix and Seagate, which started in Santa Cruz County, then migrated over the hill. But the local tech ecosystem is growing.
5 years ago, really had to like beg to get people here.
That's Doug Erickson. He hosts a regular tech meetup sponsored by the Santa Cruz Office of Economic Development. Close to 100 people turned up to the event in February. Afterwards, commuters fill out a survey designed to find out what it would take to make them stay in Santa Cruz.
So what percentage of your current compensation? I could take a pretty good hit if it worked out to not have to drive over the hill.
The man behind the survey is Santa Cruz venture capitalist Bud Colligan. Colligan has lived here for 18 years. Recently, though, he started investing in companies here, too. As it stands, he says the county loses out on potential tax revenue from the tech industry.
All the services that we desire as a community are going to be based on the economic base that we create.
In December, Colligan formed the Central Coast Angels with a group of Silicon Valley veterans who live in Santa Cruz.
It's people from Google, Symantec, Apple, Palm. We had a discussion about, well, should we also do angel investments over the hill? And my response was, you know, there's 1,000 angels over the hill. That's not somewhere where we're going to have a dramatic impact. But here we could have a dramatic impact.
At the same time, some of those angels over the hill are also paying attention to Santa Cruz startups. Data analytics company Looker received funding from Silicon Valley investors.
Back in here is our standard Silicon Valley kitchen with free food. And
CEO Frank Bien walks me through an office of big Apple monitors with Vanilla Ice playing in the background. Looker has been able to woo commuters to stay in Santa Cruz and attract talent from Silicon Valley, too.
Whether it's a work-life balance or the ocean, surfing, whatever it is, right? There's enough attraction to get people to come down here.
Santa Cruz is unique. And in a competitive hiring environment, Silicon Valley's density can be a disadvantage.
You would have a better flow maybe of candidates, but you wouldn't get any of them. You know, everyone had an offer from Facebook or Google or wherever they were going.
Nonetheless, he still sees Looker as a Silicon Valley tech company. His employees have equity, and, Bien says, they earn as much as they would in Cupertino or San Jose.
JD, we gotta go, buddy.
Mike Holmland rushes his kids out the door on their way to school. Since Allison's startup job is so demanding, he says he came back to Santa Cruz to have a more flexible schedule. But he still misses being at the epicenter of the tech world.
You find yourself at work when you go to a sporting event. You find yourself at work when you go to dinner. You know, that network effect has dramatically changed for me coming back to this side of the hill.
In Santa Cruz, public officials are working to create that network effect, expanding an internship program at UC Santa Cruz and sponsoring events around town. Just last fall, the city's Economic Development Office teamed up with UCSC to put out an advertising supplement in the Silicon Valley Business Journal, promoting Santa Cruz as a vibrant hub for tech innovation. Rowan Moore Garrity, KAZU News.